You have tuned in to the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra. Porcupine Soup is reporting that the American Rescue Plan Act will distribute more than $1 trillion to communities recovering from the COVID-19 pandemic, and Greene County's share will be approximately $9.15 million. County officials are now in the process of deciding how to spend the federal stimulus funds. Quote, the economic shutdown of 2020 caught many counties off guard, unquote, said Patrick Linger, chair of the Greene County Legislature. Quote, they simply weren't prepared and ended up with budget deficits and service cutbacks. However, Greene County's fiscal discipline and planning prevented this from happening to us, unquote, he said. Quote, the overwhelming fact is that Greene County has never been more fiscally sound, unquote. Since the county had its fiscal house in order and did not suffer what the federal legislation defines as significant revenue loss to the county budget, the county has restrictions and must comply with specific rules on how it can use the funds, Linger said. Quote, our real challenge, unquote, said County Administrator Sean Groden, quote, is to apply as much of this one-time federal funding to building a better future for our residents and businesses, unquote. Groden said the county's initial focus will likely include eligible infrastructure projects and building out broadband connectivity in its rural communities. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the town of Copake is considering legal action against the Office of Renewable Energy Siting over the agency's use of regulations that violate state law related to the proposed Shepherd's Run solar project. The town board unanimously approved a resolution June 10th, which would allow the town to sue the siting office. Quote, in light of Hakati's intention to seek a permit from the Office of Renewable Energy Siting, the town's board should be aware that the ORES process is currently using regulations that I believe are flawed and that could violate numerous provisions of state law, unquote, said attorney Benjamin E. Wisniewski, who represents the town on all matters related to Shepherd's Run. Wisniewski advised the town board to authorize the law firm to investigate and commence litigation. Quote, we're certainly not breaking the law, unquote, said Hakati project developer Alex Campbell. Quote, we received a request from the town to submit the entire application to them for the pre-application meeting before it's ready. That's impossible. It's a way to stall the project, unquote. Campbell said a letter is going to town officials next week providing a presentation on the things that are not yet completed but requested and to provide a status report on those items. But Deputy Town Supervisor Richard Wolf said Copake residents have reported receiving the company's notice of intent to file an application for the industrial-sized power plant with ORES on or about July 15th, and regulations require that two meetings take place at least 60 days before the filing. The company must outline for Town Supervisor Jeannie Mettler a description of the facility and the environment into which it would be constructed, provide a detailed map showing where each of the power plant components would be placed, summarize Copake's laws governing the construction, operation, maintenance, and decommissioning of the proposed power plant, and much more, Wolf said. July 15th is only 35 days away, and neither of the two mandated meetings, one with the supervisor and the other with the public, have occurred, he said. Quote, if Hakati goes ahead and attempts to file an application without the two mandated meetings, it's the town's position that, by its own regulation, ORES may not accept the application, unquote, Wolf said. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that the Hudson Fire Department was dispatched to Bliss Tower shortly after midnight June 11th for a fire that started in an apartment on the fifth floor of the nine-story Bliss Towers on North 2nd Street in the city. The occupant of the apartment told Columbia County 911 the flames were going up the wall and across the ceiling when the first engine arrived. It was forced to connect to a hydrant on 2nd Street because the closer hydrant on State Street was out of service, according to Fire Chief Anthony DeMarco Jr. The chief credited the engine's driver for getting water into the building quickly because he knew about the hydrant situation in advance. Firefighters made their way to the fifth floor, encountering stairwell doors that would not unlock from the inside, causing them to be forced open. They found heavy smoke conditions in the hallway and a working fire in apartment 508. A second alarm went out, bringing fire companies from Greenport and Catskill to help. The flames were knocked quickly down to a fifth-floor resident and was transported to the hospital for treatment of smoke inhalation. The residents of apartments 508, where the fire started, and 408 are now housed in a hotel due to fire, smoke, and water damage to their apartments. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.